Maranatha, Jesus is coming again and very, very soon. Those who have the hope of resurrection, they keep purifying themselves. They keep looking up. They keep hoping that the Lord will come again. Understanding the resurrection of Jesus, which is the basis of our own resurrection, will keep us very productive. So this session, we want to understand, or we want to look at that the hope of resurrection will keep us productive in this life. All the hopelessness of the resurrection of the body will keep us, the church, unproductive. So our productivity today is determined by the hope of resurrection or the lack of hope. We have already established that the hope of resurrection or the lack of it would make the people not look forward or, for the new bodies. It will make people or the church to have the wrong association or to be baptized in the wrong fellowships. Some are baptized for the dead, the wrong company of the dead. They are associated with those who have already gone, and they are dead and they'll never see Jesus. They try to raise those dead spirits, or the spirit of the dead, which the Bible says that is not the way. You see, it will be good for us. We realized that you do not call the spirits of the dead today. In fact, when someone goes to be with the Lord, or somebody dies or departs from this earth, their bodies are planted, waiting to be raised again, or waiting for them to be to be resurrected again. But Paul said there is three order. The first one is Jesus Christ, the first fruit. He's the only one who have resurrected. Secondly, those who slept with the Lord Jesus. Those whose spirits are with the Lord Jesus will come for them, for their bodies here during the rapture. But so what we are saying is that we don't need to keep invoking or connecting with the spirit of the dead. Let them be where they are. Those that are with Jesus, let them remain there. We don't need to pour libation as being done by many people today. But here we discover that the hope of resurrection will keep us productive or unproductive in the work of the Lord today. So let's do just a few verses from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 to 59, 9, 10 verses. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, this is a summary, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That is the body. The bodies that we have here cannot inherit the rule of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Now, Paul is now giving us our greatest hope is not even the resurrection or the resurrected body. It's not about, no, it's not about the death. It's not about death. It's about the resurrection. I beg your pardon. Let me repeat it here. Our greatest hope is not death. Our greatest hope is the resurrection. Our greatest hope is not the planting of our bodies in the ground. Our greatest hope today is the raising of these bodies. That's why he says, we will not all die, but we will all be changed. That is a mystery. And that should be known by everyone. Because if Jesus comes a day like today, those of us who are alive, as Paul would say, would not die, but will be changed. How will that happen? In a flash, that's very quick, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. That is when this trumpet is blown, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable. And we will be changed, will be transformed. For the perishable must clothe itself with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable, that's the body, has been clothed with imperishable, that is going not to perish again, the mortal, that is the body, will be put in the spiritual body, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. It's very good to realize that death shall be conquered. Death is an enemy. It is the last spirit, is the last angel that will be conquered by the Lord Jesus Christ. The fact that death takes hold of people doesn't mean that it will hold them forever. Death has no hold for us. It didn't have the hold of Jesus Christ. Jesus stayed only for 3 days, and then death could not hold him any longer. And he went and conquered death, and he took the keys of death and Hades, and now he is alive forevermore. And so death has been swallowed in victory because Jesus died and rose again. So the resurrection of Jesus was to conquer death in victory. Remember, death came as a result of the sin of Adam and Eve. When they ate the fruit that God had said, don't eat of this tree of good, the knowledge of good and evil. Because God said, surely when you eat of that, you surely die. And it's what happened. So death has reigned on earth all those days. But when Jesus came and died, the death that God the Father had already said that when you eat of this, you shall surely die. Jesus died, and of course, he rose again. That is the issue. Rising again is the great thing. Death is ahead of us. But transformation is the issue of our bodies, of our Lord bodies. So death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? So the resurrection of Jesus took away the sting of death, the power of death. And the sting of death is sin. He took away sin. He cleared of sin. He transformed the sin into life. He paid for it, the debt. And death, sin, cannot come and claim anything again because it was paid for. And the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Now, Paul finished this session about resurrection and about death and about resurrection with a very powerful way that as we wait for the coming of Jesus Christ to transform our lowly bodies, he says, what should you be doing? He says, stand firm. You stand firm, brothers and sisters. Do not let anything move you. Those wrong teaching. But give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. That is, serve the Lord. Serve God's people. Why? Because you know that Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. The Lord says that your work shall follow you. The work that we have done shall follow us beyond this death. That's why the Bible says that the things we do, we keep them in heaven. It's a treasure that we put in heaven. It is going to wait for all those who are doing good. So give yourself fully to the Lord, for the work of the Lord is not in vain. Lord, we pray, help us that we should have the hope of the resurrection, so to keep us productive here on earth, in Jesus' name.